My name is Khadijah. I'm the host of Secondhand Wisdom. I want to talk about things that are easy, quick reminders. These are not anything new. These are not profound. These are not like, oh, I never knew that before. But these are just kind of reminders in the back of your head that most of us already know. But I'm just trying to remind, just so that we can all be a better version of ourselves every single day. The main key point that I want to talk about is love. Again, love is not something new. It is not something that is like, oh, I didn't know what love is, but just a reminder. So, love is an intense feeling of affection, and we can show those by using our actions or our words can be a way of us showing love. An example, very basic example of showing love by action is by you might on Valentine's Day give someone chocolate to show your love through your actions. You also might be able to say something like, oh, you look pretty today, by showing love through your words. And the reason why I'm honing on these key words is just because love is once you are able to feel yourself on the, remind yourself every single day of loving yourself and loving others, it can raise your so-called frequency. And frequency is a vibration that you are sending off to people, right? You go into a place, and if someone can sense that, oh, this person, you can sense that they're like a compassionate person or a sweet person, right? Based on like they come in, you can tell they're not like, for the most part, they're not trying to harm you. But then that also goes back to my next concept I want to kind of go over, which is judgment. And judgment is an opinion or conclusion. And in that context alone by itself, it doesn't seem harsh. It's an opinion or a conclusion. A lot of times you can have a prejudgment where you're judging someone before you meet them, and that's called prejudice, which everyone knows. Again, none of this is new. This is just a reminder where you judge someone before you meet them, which is prejudice. And with that, you are, for an example of that, is you can look at someone and say, oh, they might, you look at someone's, you have someone in front of you. And you say to yourself, oh, this person is mean, and the reason why you come to this conclusion is because they are not smiling. They are not smiling means that they are mean. But if you can use the next term that I love to talk about is benefit of the doubt. And that is pretty much the state of or accepting something as honest. So you can give this person the benefit of doubt by saying, even though this person is not smiling, I will not come to the conclusion that this person is mean. Okay? And that all encompasses the word of love. The way you feel love about someone is that you wouldn't go out of your ways to use your actions or words to harm people, and you wouldn't just prejudge someone before you meet them. Right? So those are just the basics, like definitions. And the reason why I'm gonna hone in on these words and this concept and give you examples of how we can show love to make our frequency higher and show that me personally, I love all people. I know it sounds weird to say I'm not a perfect human being, I'm not a saint, but I do care for a lot of people, and even when people are rude and mean, and they may show actions of, like, oh, that action really wasn't a an action I would do. I would like to give people the benefit of the doubt rather than just assume that, they're going to do me harm. And if they have done me harm, I'm a person who likes to forgive and pretend, because people, you have the past, and people can learn and people can grow. That's what I believe, at least. So I'm going to hone in on these words and these things that, again, are not new, but just a reminder. Just a reminder when you go out in the world, right? You meet somebody at the grocery store and you see them and you're making a prejudgment of them. of like, oh, this person might smell. You don't know if this person might smell, but you're already prejudging this person just based on how they look, right? Hypothetical. I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings. And again, I understand my words and actions do affect people, but you see someone that is overweight or on the heavier side, right? And you assume to yourself, you're prejudging them, that because they're overweight, they will smell, which you're judging that their hygiene isn't up to par because of their overweightness. Instead of meeting them, and they might smell lovely, they might smell great, right? They might, but you didn't give them the benefit of doubt to assume that they may actually smell great. And now you're not coming to this person out of form of love, you're coming with them with a prejudgment, a negativity before you meet them, right? An example of our words and actions affecting people. Different groups of people find different things disrespectful, right? There's groups of people who find if you raise your voice at somebody louder than the normal standard elevation, like just a regular talking tone, if I start to yell or get my voice gets raised, some people consider that as disrespecting. And you think, oh, that's silly. Some people might think, well, that's silly. That's not disrespectful at all, right? But in a way, like some people may think, oh, once you start to raise your voice, start to yell, then that can easily lead to the next factor, which is a fight, right? Right. Again, some people may not assume that yelling is disrespectful, and you wouldn't know that unless you hung out with certain groups of people and find out, oh, wait, okay, so me raising my voice past a certain tone is considered a disrespect to this person. Another example. Maybe another group, a completely different group of people, might assume you damaging their property, like you stepping on their shoe, for example, as disrespectful. And you may not know that that's disrespect, your actions, you may not know that is a sign of disrespect unless you hang out with those groups of people. But some people may perceive like their outfit as themselves, not themselves, but like pretty much will conceive, their fashion as their identity, how they perceive and how they show up in the world, right? And you stepping on it, on their shoes, is you're affecting their image to other people. If you're stepping on their shoes, they're saying to other people that I have dirty shoes and things like that, right? So you won't know what is sudden disrespect, and you won't know when your actions or your words is going to be harming to people. But if you're conscious and you're like, oh, I don't want to say or do anything that will cause someone else to feel like I don't care about them or I don't love them. And if you really don't love them, that is fine. But again, this is just a reminder for people who actually want to come up and show into the world as a kind, loving individual. And just raise your frequency, elevation. Show up in the world as a different version. And again, people will judge you whether you judge them. And that's normal. That's something you just have to remind yourself that, hey, they may not give you the benefit of doubt, but sometimes you might just have to give other people the benefit of doubt and not prejudge them before you meet them in order for maybe they might notice that, oh, you do that, I'll do that for you. That doesn't always work out, but love just in general comes from a place, again, is an intense feeling or deep affection. You don't have to have an intense or deep affection for someone that you just meet on the street, understand, but you can have the basic level of just caring about somebody, just anybody, and just to help to make the world like a nicer place to live in. You know what I mean? If you get into a fight with somebody or something, a disagreement elevates, you start yelling and the argument gets louder, someone takes that as disrespecting them, and now, hands are flung. People are fighting. Fists to the face. People are, things are happening. And now we're escalating the levels of care is no longer there. The benefit of doubt is gone. The judgment is gone. The love is gone. Your actions and your words and the way you like treat people are out of the picture, you know? And doesn't mean you can't go back and like start over, start fresh, because again, you're learning. You can be like, oh, okay, this instance landed me in this predicament or this situation. I'm not going to go ahead and do this again. I'm going to think about what I'm doing before I do it. And obviously, you know, medications and alcohol and things can like stop you from showing love to other people because it can alter your brain and everything like that. But at the end of the day, you just want to try your best to show up at least the very bare minimum of caring about other people. Like for me, again, I told you I'm not a saint, I'm not an angel, but I always had this thing where I truly, truly love like homeless people. And it was to the point that my care for homeless people was over and beyond. I would go and help out in shelters because I love and care about people just in general. And I want people to elevate and like elevate themselves to a next level. You know what I mean? And I will do whatever I can, if whether it's like this here, just reminding you guys about simple things that are things that we learned and know and heard of, but just as a reminder, right? Another thing that I do want to talk about is gratitude. And gratitude as in like thank you or thanking God. I believe in God, but things. So even things that are you would never thank God for, something as like you tripped and fell, right? That's something. Why would you be happy? Why would you be great about tripping and falling? But if you're able to thank God for something like, oh, thank you for that experience. Thank you for, let's say, the horrible thought of like, oh, I'm not going to pass my test on exam or whatever the case is. And like, oh, that's a bad thought. If you're able to thank God for that, and you just, if you're able to thank God for every single thing, whether it's good or bad, whatever it is, that'll help you to restart a lot of things in your life. It'll restart the way you see things, the way you go about life, the way you show up, and how you love people. It'll restart a lot of things. So my challenge for you is to pretty much from the moment you're born to the moment to your current age, thank God or Jesus for every single thing. Every single thing. When I mean every single, I mean every single thing. Thank God, thank Jesus for every single thing. And I promise you, things will start to get better for you. You'll probably show up the world differently. You'll start to have more love and compassion. The judgment may be less, you know what I mean? But that's my challenge to you, is to pretty much think about everything. I mean everything. Whether it's good or bad, even if it's super negative, thank God for it. And I promise you, you'll start to see some changes. And that's just the bare minimum of just a reminder that I'm reminding you about. Just the bare minimum. And then next week, we'll talk about a few more things. And I'm excited about that. If you guys really like this podcast or you thought this was a good reminder, please go ahead and give us a like. Of Secondhand Wisdom with Khadija. And that it will be on our socials, that'll be on Spotify, all of the platforms. So please go ahead and give us a like and let us know what you think. Bye.